Katie Biggles from the University of Canterbury. We are at the Kate Shepherd National Monument downtown in Christchurch. And it's here because Christchurch was the epicentre of suffrage movement. The suffrage movement in Aotearoa New Zealand was peaceful and it was fast compared to anywhere else in the world. So we're first in the world in 1893. Which is incredibly significant. It wasn't an original idea that started in Aotearoa, but we were able to sort of build upon a whole series of lucky factors. And one of them was a lack of a conservative politics in the colony as it was. So in colonised New Zealand, everything was sort of up for grabs. It's that sort of intention of making a better world in the new than the old and not having that entrenched conservatism. What happened was it created opportunity. And one of the opportunities was for universal male suffrage, and the other one then that followed was for universal suffrage in general. The second really important reason is a whole load of talented women who were around and seized the moment. You need a good coordinator and leader, and that is Kate Shepherd. There she is in the middle. She was on a mission, literally. She's in charge of franchise for the country. And she doesn't, though, want the glory. I think she wouldn't really want a monument, so that's why it's quite good that they're there together, and it's to symbolise sort of all women as well. They're all incredibly brave. I think we can sort of forget that and think it was a bit easy for them. They might appear with hindsight sort of fusty and, yeah, boring even. But it took a lot of bravery, and they get ridiculed, lots of cartoons and bad depictions of them. So another really important factor in how they did it was actually sheer hard work. And that's why the wheelbarrow is there with the petition, symbolising that it wasn't easy to gather all those signatures. Petitions in 1891 and 1893 gathered a total of over 31,000 signatures, which amounted to a quarter of Aotearoa's adult women. And another factor was the collaboration between men and women, and that was absolutely key. They tried just petitioning on their own first. That's not often very well known, and Kate Shepherd writes about this. She realises we need to collaborate with politicians inside of Parliament. So the allies, as we would call them, the male political allies, are absolutely vital. It was a real partnership. And Sir John Hall is asked to be the advocate, and he's also a Cantabrian, of course. He's the one who wheels the petition in. He presents it into Parliament. And then probably what links it to where we're standing here is the Christchurch context. The city at the time is quite a radical hotbed, and it's also a very conservative place. It's got both going on. Kate Shepherd and all of these women here were inspired by a lot of the ideas that were circulating around Christchurch at the time and the books they were reading, and it really, we'd say, radicalised them in a good way and made them agitate for change. These really staunch, path-breaking, radical feminist women who go into all the professions, who go off around the world writing and speaking and thinking and eschewing traditional gender roles, and they're all around here in Christchurch at that time. Etty Rout comes to mind in particular, sexual health reformer, and she with the same ideas, the vegetarianism, the bicycles, the radical dress, the whole foods goes with the vegetarianism, bohemianism. But then there is the more traditional element, and it captures everybody, I think, the mythology of it. What's really interesting too, and Mary Te Taumanga Kahia is here, is that it was all women who were fighting for political rights at the time, and the WCTU actually had Māori women's branches, and it seems the commonality came in alcoholism and the harm it was doing. But Mary went to the Māori Parliament, so it's not just the Pākehā Parliament of the land at that time where there is women's agitation goes across ethnicity and background. Ada Wells, if we're talking about Christchurch, goes on to be our first city councillor. It's most likely that she herself was in an abusive marriage, and I think it's really important to recognise that a lot of women become radicalised or feel that they really have to do something because of their personal experience. These women here are quite radical in their ideas because a lot of the ideas they had still haven't been really actualised. They're still work in progress. There are all these factors that aligned. Somewhere's got to be first, and this was it. And the pride that we were first, it means that everyone in New Zealand is equal, more so than anywhere else in the world. I think that's how it gets taken on. It was an event that symbolised potential and hope, really. I think that's its intangible importance or spirit that carries on.